We're going to talk now about one seemingly ordinary woman whose death illustrates some of what has been lost in this pandemic. African-American Claudia Booker lived many lives: teacher, lawyer, staffer in the Carter administration, and then she found her passion as a doula and midwife. She died in Washington, D.C. in February of 2020 at 71. Those close to her suspect she may have been an early case of COVID-19, and her story has our next guest thinking about Black Americans, their stories, their history being lost to this plague. Janelle Ross covers race and identities for Time magazine. Janelle, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And your piece begins with the life of Claudia Booker. You spoke to her daughter, Kanita Azule Booker, about her mom's passion for being a Black midwife. Let's listen.
She didn't want the legacy of African-American midwives to just die and go away and to be swept under the table. And she just wanted everybody to know. She wanted the whole world to know. You know, it was very important to her.
What does she mean by legacy? What is the know-how, the life history that's lost here?
Miss Booker was really sort of a force of nature. She was a ferocious advocate for mothers and babies, for the health of both, but also for equal treatment and quality care, which is not something, unfortunately, that Black women are able to take for granted in all kinds of settings. But more than that, I also gathered that she was a person who really drilled into the many, many people that she mentored, that she helped to train, that she helped to connect with resources, how critical it was that their modern clinical skills as midwives, as doulas, as midwives assistants needed to be matched with some understanding of historical and in some cases ancient birthing traditions that go all the way back across the Atlantic to Africa. She really was a purveyor of some of that knowledge and certainly made a distinct effort to pass that on to other people. And some of those things are emotion-centered practices and ideas about the presence of one's ancestors in the room when a baby is born. So, I mean, you're talking about really beautiful ideas and practices that like any set of traditions, merits preservation. And I guess we should all regard these things with respect.
Yeah, no, nicely put. So, Janelle, as you write, we may never know if Claudia succumbed to COVID-19 herself. But more broadly, we know that Black Americans are 2.5 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19, more likely to die. When you think of this generation of African Americans and what they lived through, what they saw, what kinds of stories, if they're not written down, if they're not recorded, are being lost here?
Well, I think quite literally anything and everything that any human being who's been alive over the course of the last, in the case of Miss Booker, 71 years, may have seen, heard, felt, experienced, and quite frankly, a lot of great importance has happened in that time period. You know, if you need any example of that, look only at the last 2 years. As we've all been living through this pandemic, we have all seen, heard, experienced things that I think many of us never thought even possible. And having some record of how people survived, endured that, made it through, what they felt, what they struggled with is critically important.
As painful as these losses are, is there any way this could be an opportunity, that is, to use this pandemic moment to spur people to record their oral histories? I was researching a little bit and came across something called the Bronx COVID Oral History Project.
Well, indeed, yes. I should say the Smithsonian, and as I've since learned, a number of other museums and institutions around the country, local historical societies, are making a concerted effort to try to collect oral histories or to at least give people instructions on how to collect oral histories, that of relatives, friends, neighbors, etc. Something that was recommended and something that I've actually started myself after having had this conversation is not to become a hoarder, but to perhaps think about a few objects that for you capture or help to stimulate memories or experiences that you've had over the course of the pandemic, and to put them somewhere distinct, to create a sort of memory box. So I have put myself, my notebook from the summer of 2020, where I went to a number of cities where there were active protests. And I have put in a mask that a good friend's mother sewed for me and sent to me. I will, over time, try to figure out what other objects I'm going to put in there. But I think there's probably some value in each of us taking up the work of trying to preserve the really critical things that are happening right now.
Janelle Ross is senior correspondent. She covers race and identities at Time Magazine. Janelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Scott Tong in Arlington, Virginia.
And I'm Celeste Headley in Bethesda, Maryland. It's Here and Now.